Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called.
Good evening.
On
you are tuned in to Tando Radio Show right here on the Black Talk Radio Network. Today's date is November 23, 2016. It is a Wednesday afternoon right here in the BTR studios, broadcasting to the world right here from North Carolina. I hope that you all have been having a productive day. Now, you probably were not expecting to hear my voice. You probably were expecting to hear Brother Dave's voice. I'm sorry. Brother Dave, as he mentioned yesterday, has family out of town. As you know, this is the quote-unquote holiday season. And even if we don't celebrate holidays, we still attend some of these get-togethers just so we can see family. Like, I will be attending a family dinner tomorrow. I don't celebrate any holidays, but look, I'm going to see my family that I may not have seen in a long time. So looking forward to that tomorrow. But I will be available for the programming. If those hosts of those programs still want to go on air, I will be available, because I don't take days off. I just simply don't. The enemy don't take days off, so why should I? All right, so today is Wise Wednesday, so that means a Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis and Team Davis, and they have a information-packed program for you today, as they mentioned some of the things that they would be discussing on today's broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, please take down the number. The number is 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. You can listen on the line, or if you have a question or comment, hit star. That will signal me that you have a question or comment. Try to watch your background noise if at all possible, and we will get your question or your comment on the broadcast. So without further delay, I want to turn it over to Brother Davis, one half of Team Davis. Brother Davis, do we have you on the line, sir?
Good evening. Brothers and sisters, this is going to be an exciting show tonight. One of the main things I want you to understand is that whenever we convey information to you, we convey it out of love. And the reason why we convey it out of love is because if you utilize it, you will find that it will become something that can be a part of your lifestyle and helpfully give you improve the quality of your lifestyle. Now, my wife has been working on several different topics that literally lead to her main topic. Why? It's because there's several avenues that we are being under attack on right now. And one of the main avenues that we're being attacked on is our nutrition. We are not being fulfilled with the fruits and vegetables that we are consuming. And that is not only because of years and years of depleting the quality and the nutrients in the natural soil. That's also by design with the new aspects of fast foods or the so-called instant. These are literally non-nutritional substitutes for the natural food itself. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, like, if you get a box of mashed potatoes and it's all been flaked, well, they might have started out as a natural potato, but by the time it's been boxed and preservatives have been added and other ingredients have been added to give you taste, it's taken the nutrients totally out of the potato itself. So when you sit down and you read that box that says instant mashed potatoes, and all you have to do is boil some water, add a little butter, and pour it in to the density that you like, and it has a taste, well, that's all you're getting is taste when it comes to your taste buds, because you're not getting any nutrition at all. Why is that the design? Now, that's a very good question. But food is now being produced in order to empty your pocket and not fulfill your body's physical need. And how you know this is being done is because of how tired you feel when you begin the day. And why do I say at the beginning of the day? Because your body goes through a resting process when you go to bed at night. It's really designed with the proper nutrition for you to wake up energized and ready to meet the day. But a lot of times, because we eat for taste and not nutrition, we don't get the nutritional value to the food that we are from the food that we are seeking to get. So, one of the main ingredients to this is us, our thinking, the process of demand that is on our day that allow us to negotiate what is best for us from what we can provide at the time. Now, when I say what is best for us, I mean, when you eat food, you want to get a nutritional content from that food. But because of the demands of your day, the programs that you've gone through from here to there, you may not want or feel like fixing a totally nutritious meal. And you see, when we were brought up, we always had a parent at home who was preparing a meal. If one parent wasn't there, they both were there. But it gave the family a contentious time where you could sit and eat and converse with each other. That is almost an oxymoron now. In other words, it's not happening. People have so many schedules that they're running on right now and programs that are in high gear that they don't even consider the nutritional value of the food that they're eating. Which brings us to the dilemma of tonight's show. How do we prepare ourselves to meet the demands of the future? Because now there are pre-designed concepts working overtime. What is a pre-designed concept? Instant foods, a pre-designed concept. Butcher shops are pre-designed concepts. Fast foods, pre-designed concepts that offer a profit value. And you know, when you sit down and you watch TV, how many commercials come on that are based on a pre-designed concept? That's a program. Another attribute that if you follow, you will find that it leads to you taking your resources, giving to someone else for something based on what they tell you and not what your research has shown you. So you are giving your will away. And when you give your will away, people may not respect it the way you do. So therefore, they'll tell you anything. And since this is the land of deception, and for those of you who don't quite grasp that, tomorrow is the so-called Thanksgiving Day, and ask yourself, what do you have to be thankful for? And if you're honest with yourself, you'll find that you work a 40-hour week for resources that are not equipped to meet all of your needs, but yet the system wants you to be thankful for the purpose of being able to work. Now think about that. You are less, you're underpaid, we work long hours, they're marketing foods to you, they have no nutritional value, but yet they want you to be thankful. We have to wake up, brothers and sisters, because guess what? The deception goes deeper. A lot of the things that we should be doing, we are not doing because we are so used to giving the value of that decision away. And we have to take it back. When you go out here and you make a decision that you want to purchase something, you want to purchase that thing that you're pursuing for your basic need. Whatever it is that need is, it's because of how you see it. But when you allow somebody to take what that need is and alter the way you see it because what they're trying to get from you, once again, we're running into a program. They're everywhere. And we are trying to get you to understand you can take that back. And when you take that back, you can work in a greater authority for yourself, because then you are performing the duties to ensure that you're getting the nutritional value that you want out of that particular subject, and you've done your due diligence so that you know what to ask for when you make your purchase. See, that's like going to purchase a car and assuming it has brakes. But yet, until you drive that car, you don't know if it has brakes. So why not ask the question up front? Though it seems silly, but this is the time of which we live. Everything is based on a deception in America. And if you are not focused on what your primary is, you become victim of that deception. The sad part about it is, most people who become victim of it don't want to talk about it. There lies another problem. Because you allow someone else to make the same decisions you made, fall into the same circumstance, because we haven't opened that door. Now, one of the best things about right now is that we have BTR. Because now, when you come across a circumstance like that, you have a form in which you could say, you know what, this is what happened to me, and I'm putting it out here so it don't happen to you. And if you read this, or if it's in a video and you watch it, then you become educated on how to deal with that situation based on another person's experience. That, my brothers and sisters, is an act of love. And see, you always hear me say, love is based on action. It's not an emotion. Emotion is a choice. And the sad part about it is, once again, that is one of the deceptions that we are taught to engross in our lives without giving thought to. But ask yourself this. If someone loved you every day and they bought you an apple, and that apple is a sour green apple, and you tell them, you know what, I appreciate you bringing me an apple, but they're sour green, and I like red delicious apples because they're sweet, and that person continues to bring you a sour green apple, is that an act of love? We must open our eyes. Because that person could very easily demonstrate his love by bringing you a red delicious apple. And you would enjoy having exactly what you would like when it comes to an apple. So, in waking up, and this is what we're doing, we're trying to wake you up. We're going to open the door tonight to not only the nutrients and minerals that we need in our body, some of the supplements, that ways of finding the supplements that you could find to be the most purposeful to meet your needs. But most of all, we're giving you the power of making your decisions so that you can be able to make the ones that are best suited for you and not be victimized by the choices made for you. So my brothers and sisters, we are about to go to the next level. And in the next level, it's going to open our understanding as to what we're trying to achieve in America in the lifestyles in which we're living. So, let me bring my wife in and discuss a little bit. I was telling them a reference about making decisions that are based on what our needs are when it comes to our food choices. And if you turn that
that's
on.
That's not on. Mine's not connected to this yet. Hold on.
One of the main things. Okay, one of the main things that we want you to understand is that you have choices. And in your choices, you can make decisions that are best for you. And the best part about that is that you benefit by it. So, I was telling them, I'm conversing with my wife here. I was telling them that at this stage, what we need to do is, yes, what we need to do is take full authority in the decision of taking care of ourselves. And in doing so, you will find that we can achieve on a different level altogether. Why? Because it is necessary for us to do these things to make our lives work to our advantages and not be victimized by those who have a different aspect for what they think our life should be like. Okay, we're in a process of doing a crossover, and in this crossover, you a number of different things. Okay. Okay, I'm on. Yes.
Hello.
And I'm about to bring my wife in. Here she is. You have the mic on here.
I apologize. We were running kind of late. We got stuck in a lot of traffic, and oh boy, because of the holiday. But peace and blessings to everybody. This is Sister Davis, and coming to you live. Oh my goodness, this is so phenomenal with this food supply and all that's going on with the medical and the food supply. It's just phenomenal. And especially this time of really gathering it all together, especially right here with the holiday. So probably do whatever you're normally going to do after this holiday. But I tell you, after that, I'd like to see everybody really put their heads to the grindstone about food and preparation and organics and GMOs. And it's just time for it because there's just so much in the food supply. We put two videos on BTR Community. And if you didn't get a chance to look at them, I understand it's a lot going on today. But if you could, in the next day or so, there's two of them. One is about 4 minutes. It's not the right keys. You had the other set of keys. There's two videos. One video talks about, it's 4 minutes long. It talks about the GMOs. The website that it's coming from is called Responsible Technology, and it's through Jeffrey Smith. What he talks about on this video is 4 minutes, and they're basically talking about children and how the GMOs and the foods that are not organic has really did a number on our children as far as ADHD and stomach ailments and headaches and overweight.
Sister Davis.
Just all the gamut that you...
Sister Davis, I can play the video if you like. It's only 4 minutes. If you want me to play it, I will.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be perfect. Yes, that would be perfect. Go right ahead and do that.
Okay. Go ahead and set the video up for us again while I pull it up.
Okay. This is some parents talking. It's about 4 minutes. There's some parents talking about what they have discovered in the life conditions of their children between the ADHD, the keys up there, between the ADHD, the stomach upset, the kids that just won't sit down, the brain fog that they have. These parents are realizing that there's a common denominator. And in this video, they're going to explain to you what they have found, and they also talk about how they changed their diets and they had all brand new kids. So that's the setup, and okay. Then we'll play this video, and then we'll discuss it afterwards.
When one in three children has autism, allergies, autoimmune, and asthma, we need to start looking around at the possible causes. Why on earth we as a society have accepted the illness of our children as so normal? There's this change in the food supply that happened in secret in the mid-90s.
GMOs have been introduced. They were made to kill insects. Our gut is affected just the way the insect's gut is. We have leaky gut. The symptom is an inflamed brain. An inflamed gut and an inflamed brain is going to look depressed, autistic, having ADD, all kinds of really bad, quote, mental illnesses.
I'm not going to depend on the media to cover this because they have advertisers that are profiting from this. So it's not in their best interests to cover it.
What I did was I changed my diet. I stopped eating genetically modified ingredients and foods.
I found out about genetic roulette and I went, that's what was wrong with her. Her body was trying to tell her, this stuff is bad for you.
They had talked, you know, that maybe he had ADHD in addition to autism. And now, since we've taken all the genetically modified foods away from him, his teachers would never guess that.
So I started doing some research and checking into it that a lot of people, you know, when they're exposed to GMO foods, that they have these allergens. I took them out of my diet. I'm not on any medicine, and I'm fine.
I did my own research on the food and decided to go totally organic, eat only non-GMO foods. So now my pain is pretty much at bay, and I don't have to have an operation.
I have pages of parents who say their kids got better when they went off GMOs.
I have to say that I've had many patients that once they've cleaned up their diet and eaten strictly organically, which includes non-GMO food, have just made incredible strides in their health. Doctors are learning about the importance of eating non-GMO and are recommending this to their patients.
You learn about it and you say, wow, isn't that horrible? But then you slowly go back to your regular life. For me, unfortunately, what it really took for me to awaken were the health issues with my boy. It's not something you can do overnight. It's hard.
I encourage moms to do it little by little. I recommend for them to just, here's the basic crops, and I tell them to avoid those things. Then I tell them about the hidden ingredients and, you know, the corn and the soy that's in everything under those other names.
The complaint I hear from people is that it's expensive, but it's way more expensive, all the doctor bills and the hospital bills and being out of work for 6 months if I were to get a hip replacement.
Once you've genetically modified a generation with bad food, that's continued to the next generation.
And I think it's sad that we have to flip the box over and say, are there poisons in our food? I thought that's why we had the FDA.
Other countries have put a stop to GMOs. We in the U.S. are governed by other, I'd say, big business. You have to see who paid for that particular piece of research to know what the result's going to be.
If lots of us are finding out that children are getting healthier by avoiding GMOs, I think we need to start doing that.
It really is mostly up to us to stop buying this GMO food. And when we stop buying it, they'll stop making it because it won't be economically viable anymore. I want a GMO for USA.
The stakes are really high. We have our genetic code. We've had it for millennia. What are we doing destroying it now and doing it very, very quickly? It's very scary. I worry for my children and grandchildren.
Are you here, Larissa?
Take your family's health into your own hands. Stop buying GMOs.
And reclaim our food.
Yes, yes. Tando family, did you hear what they said about how they discovered that once they stopped the GMO the GMO foods, once they stopped it, their children settled down, did better, had much better clarity, and that is absolutely a positive proven fact. Now, some of you all might say, well, you know, I haven't really heard about this. I heard a little bit about GMOs every so often, back and forth, but there's so much going back and forth between the pharmaceuticals, the government, it's Monsanto. It's just a witch's brew of stuff that is happening as far as everybody's being paid. So when everybody's being paid, they don't care who dies because the elite aren't eating this stuff. They heard, I don't know if they're shipping it in from Mars or where their food and water supply is coming from, but they are not eating or drinking what we are eating and drinking. And they're not getting the illnesses and dying at a young age like we are. And we have to start to address this.
Sister
There's
Davis.
The website that video. Oh, Scotty, were you going to say something?
Yes. One of the key things that I picked up from that video is she said that we are governed by businesses. And this is why I call the United States of America USA Inc. Because when it comes down to it, it's a corporation in business to help other corporations, not us. All these other nations have banned GMOs, but she was dead. That right there when she said that was the key right there. It's who's governing. Why all these other nations banning it, but the United States continues to allow its people to be exposed?
You're absolutely correct. And some of the other countries that are banning it are third world countries that they'd rather starve and not eat anything than to be subject to these GMOs. And the bad thing about it is Hillary, which I think Dave calls her Killery, she and Barack Obama, they signed an executive order about a year. Well, Hillary is part of the Monsanto makeup, and my husband knows more about her political structure and that than I do. But she's part of the team of Monsanto. And then also Barack Obama signed an executive order about two years ago in the midst of one of these bombings and all this that was going on, and everybody was looking to the left, so he was going to the right and did this executive order like at midnight when nobody was paying attention, that you can't even sue Monsanto or any of their subsidiaries if you get sick from these GMOs and you fall over dead. You cannot sue them. It's already in writing. You just die. Even though you can connect the dots, you cannot connect it to them. And if they do, they say, so what? Here, we have an executive order that says you cannot sue us. So if that's not them sleeping with the enemy, that is about as blatant as it can be, because they know that we are going to be subject to illnesses and diseases. Now, with that responsible technology website, Jeffrey Smith, he's the curator. You know, I'm not sure exactly. I don't know if he's the CEO, but he is the whistleblower. And his website, responsibletechnology.org, has another longer video. It's called Genetic Roulette, where it really, like that lady talked about 4 minutes. This other one is about an hour. And when you get off of that video, your head is spinning and hurting, because you're going to look at your family members that had all kind of stomach ailments and pancreatic cancers and regular cancers and cancers of the throat and the mouth, all of that. And you're going to see how all of this is connecting the dots. And you will be appalled. You will say, how is this happening? And then in your mind, you think, oh, okay, well, what? This has been happening a year, 2 years? This has been happening since 1979, 1980. So whatever they were doing back then has now mutated. Just like you watch those sci-fi shows and some kind of DNA mutates into some monster, well, now we're dealing with the monster. Because what they decided to do, yes.
I want you to know that in this roulette video, there are seven doctors, all of them with different areas of specialty, who literally are telling you how they became aware of the problems of GMOs, as well as the root of how they were blocked by Monsanto's power. Let me turn it back over to you, darling.
Yes, and if you go all the way back to the beginning, just briefly, back in the day, remember how they used to take crop dusters and they put the insecticides in the crop dusters and they zoom over the plants and the vegetation and drop the pesticides? That was bad enough. I mean, that was pretty bad. But what they decided to do, somebody came up with this bright idea. Instead of taking the crop, insecticides and spraying it on the fruits and vegetables and especially the wheat and the corn, they said, let's put the DNA inside of let's take the pesticides and put it inside the DNA of the actual corn and wheat plant, you know, kernel. And then as it grows, we can, when the animals bite it or eat it, then they die. So then their next generation is deformed, and they're trying to sterilize the bugs so that they don't keep reproducing. That was their initial focus when it started. Well, that's what's happening now. But instead of it, like the lady said in the video, what they were doing to those bugs is now what's happening to us, because that's where all of the, especially the heartburn and the stomach ailments, the leaky gut, the colon cancers, the diverticulitis, stuff that happens between your stomach, your colon, and your intestines. Because that particular pesticide that they put in that first generation DNA of the corn, it attacked the bugs' stomach area. That's what it did. It attacked their stomach and their brain. Now, a couple years ago, about 10 years ago where we were living, every year when the season changed, we would get these little mice in the house. Just, you know, we lived close to like a field, and we'd get the little gray mice. They didn't bother you. They weren't rats or anything. They were just little gray mice whenever the weather changed. So I'm the type of person, I don't like to use decon, because when the mice dies behind the furniture or in between the wall, I can smell it. And I'm going to, I don't like, if I smell something that smells dead, I'm going to find it, alleviate it, and get it out of there. So I mentioned it to a friend of ours who was an exterminator. And he said, oh, no, we don't use that kind of pesticides anymore. He said, come down to my office and I'll give you these little pellets, these little bags, and you put it out. And what it does is when the mice eat this poison, what it does, it infects their it infects their kidneys. And what it does, it makes their kidneys so that they thirst. They have, you know, traumatic thirst. So he said, when you do this, make sure you keep all of the toilet seats down, don't have any leaky water, no standing water, because if you do, you'll see these mice in this container of water. So I said, okay. So he said, what they're going to do, the mice are going to eat this poison, it's going to infect their kidneys, and then they're going to go down to the sewer, down to the water source, and they're going to leave your home because they're going to go through the sewer system, and that's where they drink themselves to death, and they will explode. I said, excuse me? I said, that sounds so morbid. He said, oh, yeah, we've been using that kind of product for years because people want to get the mice out of their house and they don't want them dying anywhere up underneath furniture or anything. I said, okay. So I bought the little packs and everything. Lo and behold, I put them packs out. I can see where they got into the packs. I never saw mice. Never seen them. I never saw them anymore. I didn't see dead ones or nothing. I didn't see live ones or dead ones. So every year that the season would change, I go to the guy, he gave me some of these little packs, and I would use that. Well, guess what? I can see now, I've connected the dots, how they can make products that will attack certain parts of the anatomy, because that water, the kidneys got infected where they were so thirsty that they would just drink and nonstop. They would never stop, and they would actually bust, the guy said. They were busting the sores. So now after that, when I heard the information... okay, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, Scotty?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. I'll finish the story on the backside of that.
You are listening to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network. If you have a question or comment you would like to share, give us a call at 866-510-9025. Again, that is 866-510-9025. You can just listen on the line. If you have a question or comment, hit **, and I will let the Davis team know that you have a question. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this quick message. Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, Tando family, we're back. But I just want to go over it again just briefly that they make pesticides either for animals or bugs or what have you to target certain organs to infect them, to kill them as pesticides. I didn't quite realize, I didn't put two and two together between the mice and the insects, but now I am, because when Monsanto's, they have created something in their witch's brew of product called glyphosate, And glyphosate, it's a little bit more complicated, and I don't want to go focus in that too much of all the chemical compositions of it, but it's basically Roundup, and that's a glyphosate. Roundup is what you use to kill weeds, and you can buy it at, you know, the grocery stores, the Home Depot, the Walmart, and it works very well on killing weeds. You spray it, you wait a couple of days, it turns brown and dies, and it just, you don't even have to go back and pick the weed. A lot of times it'll dry so hard that the wind will blow it, and that's great when you want to clear off like your lawn, you know, with the weeds, or maybe in between your driveway where you get the weeds that's growing in between rocks. So a lot of people use this glyphosate, which is Roundup. Well, that, when it rains, goes into the water basin, so it just goes through the water system. That's why if you've ever heard Dr. Hawkins talking about water purifiers, that's why there is so much in the water system between pharmaceuticals like birth control and medications that you pee out that go into the water basin through the sewage, between the glyphosates, the insecticides. I mean, you really should not drink any water or eat any food, especially the water that hasn't been filtered. Now, generally through your city, they'll say, well, you know, it goes to the filtration plant and then this and that and ABC and EFG. But if you look at Flint, what happened? You know, if you look at the Dakotas, what happened? You have to take it upon yourself with the foods. Now, you can't do much with the air. I mean, unless you walk around with a gas mask, which we might be doing shortly here. But the foods and the water, you have to address.
Sister Davis.
You absolutely have to.
Sister Davis, let me. You mentioned, yes, Roundup in that one, yes, chemical. Had you heard of atrazine before? The herbicide atrazine that's also in Roundup and that kind of product? Because
yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, because years ago, we interviewed Dr. Tyrone Hayes, who is a biologist and professor of integrative biology at the University of California, Berkeley. And he was hired by those companies to test his, you know, to do a study of the effect of that chemical atrazine on the environment.
Yes.
And he found, yes, that it demasculizes males and feminizes male frogs. And so they tried to even stop him from publishing his findings. So again, this is why I tell people, when I come across people who may be gay or whatever, or they act a little feminine or whatever, I tell people, y'all don't know what that person has been poisoned with and why they are the way they are. This is why I do not engage in that kind of demonization of gay people, because you don't know. They may be victims of chemical warfare.
Absolutely, Scotty. And one of the things that we have to understand is this, that the foods that we are eating now have been the very tool they're using against us. Scotty's talking about Dr. Hayes, who came up with the, he was paid by Monsanto's to create the story. Well, the concept was they wanted him to do the research and give a truthful statement, but they didn't like his statement, so they wanted him to change it. Well, literally, this led to a lot of different areas of him literally being masterized behind the fact that he was telling the truth. And he still, to this day, stands beside his and upon his research. Please, for those of you who don't understand, look up Dr. Hayes and the feminization of males in America. And that goes and tells you the whole story.
Brother Davis, they also gaslighted him, too, threatening his life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But one of the things which we try to get for you to understand is we try to give you the tools of your own research. Now, why? Because if we do it for you, you get no revelation about it. That's why when Scotty brings it out, he gave you just enough to go and do your own due diligence. And please, I beg you to do that so that you become informed and you can go out here and be a tool in the circumstance of everybody living. I also want to point out to you, a lot of people here are talking about genetically modified organisms, but they're not looking at it from the aspect of what it's in. So let me cover a few of those items, okay? Well, corn is one of the most prominent GMO foods. Avoiding corn is a no-brainer. If you watch the food industry document, you would know that corn is a highly modified, as well as half of all the U.S. farmers growing corn is growing it from Monsanto's. Understand how I said that? Half of the U.S. farmers growing corn is growing it for Monsanto's. Another product you have to look out for is soy. Now, soy is in, from soy, when I say soy, I mean the bean itself. So that means the soy oil, soy flour, numerous other products that have soy. Soy is also modified to resist herbicides as of now, biotech giant Monsanto still has a tight grip on the soy market, meaning that approximately 90% of the soy being genetically modified and engineered for Monsanto's herbicide Roundup is one of the years of 2006. There was 96.7 million pounds of glyphosate sprayed on soybeans alone. Another product is sugar. According to the Natural News, genetically modified sugar beets were introduced to the United States market in 2009. Like others, they have been modified by Monsanto's to resist herbicides. Monsanto's has even had the USDA and court-related issues with planting sugar beets being ordered to remove the seeds out of the soil. Now, what does that mean? That means that the byproduct of genetically modified foods literally destroys the soil nutrients of wherever it's planted. Another byproduct of another product is aspartame. Now, aspartame is a toxic additive used in numerous food products and should be avoided for any amount of reasons, including the fact that it creates genetically modified bacteria in the gut, which is a whole another aspect of physical destruction, and my wife will take you into that, dear. Another thing you want to look out for is, this is one of the many surprises of all the tropical fruit lovers. Genetically modified papayas have been grown in Hawaii for consumption since 1999. Did you know that? If you like papaya, understand the magnitude of that statement, since 1999. Okay, another genetically modified substance is canola. Okay, founders of canola oil, cotton oil, originated in India and China, in particular, are the most serious risks. Dairy. Your dairy products may contain growth hormones, since as many as one-fifth of all dairy cows in America are pumped with these hormones. In fact, Monsanto's health hazard, RBGH, has been blamed in 27 countries, but is still used in most U.S. cows. So if other countries are finding this out and literally are banning this product, it's still being used in the United States. The ninth and the tenth products that you need to look out for is zucchini and yellow squash. Closely related, these two squash varieties are modified to resist viruses. Do you understand the magnitude of just that statement? If they're modified to resist viruses, the dangers of some of these foods are well known, and biotoxic being used in GMO corn, for example, was recently detected in the blood of pregnant women and their babies. But perhaps more frightening than that is the risks that are still unknown. Even while these foods should not be used, your GMO food list should also include anything you do your own due diligence on, and let me repeat that, anything you do your own due diligence on and find out that it incorporates GMOs in its process. You can buy 100% organic and be safe, or you can go to your local grocery store and read the labels. And if you see, which are very common, you're going to see a lot of high fructose corn syrup, you're going to see a lot of soy, you're going to see a lot of canola oil, vegetable oil, aspartame, all of this is in there. And I'm going to tell you, if they have learned to change the name to give it a different connotation, but it still has the same effect. So due diligence must be part of your awareness when it comes to selecting food for consumption. Back to you, darling.
I wanted to bring up this point about soy, because like Brother Scotty said about the doctor who had discovered that the soy and the Monsanto's and the gay feminization, think about around 1980, they started the Prosobi and the Isomil for women or anybody on the call that has babies and you were using that formula, because initially Similac came out that was a whole milk base. And babies were throwing it up, you know, because our children were born in the early 80s. 79, 80. So we got kids almost 40. So I remember when the children were drinking the Similac, and then I had like a daycare center for a while, and the kids would throw up milk. I mean, some babies, I know my daughter was one of them, she had a bib to match every outfit. Why? Because she was always throwing something up. You know what I mean? I breastfed her up for about almost a year or so, but then you cross over and she's eating table food, but she's still drinking milk, and she's wearing these bibs because she would throw up the milk. She would throw up milk. And then other little babies, other friends, everybody had at least one child in the family that couldn't drink the formula and would throw it up. And then the mothers would go back and change. And WIC was involved, you know, the Women's Infant and Children. They would just tell you, well, just keep trying the formula till you find one that works. We weren't putting together that there's something about the formula. We just thought we had these sensitive children. But that was the first generation of GMOs that was actually being done to the food supply. We just didn't understand it because, see, this goes back to the late 70s when they started it. So this was like that first generation. Then when they did the soy came out because children seemed to be able to tolerate soy a little bit better than the whole milk. So the soy was, everybody jumped on the soy bandwagon. Everybody was using Isomil, Prosobi, and these soy products. And now those children are pretty much grown men, and they, a lot of them are gay, like Scotty was saying. A lot of them are gay, and they might say, well, they were born this way or they've always been that way. But if you had the first year of a child's life drinking formula that perhaps was soy, and these soybeans were already infected with that first generation of glyphosates and Monsantos, look at what we have. We have a result of that beginning. And a lot of the people on the call, think about it. You might want to talk to your parents or your grandpa, somebody who was in that formula type era, because prior to that, when I was born, they gave us Carnation evaporated milk in a can, not the sweet stuff, just the regular milk. And that my mother would mix that, and probably most of the mothers of that era of children would mix that. They mixed that with corn syrup, the Karo syrup it was called. But that probably did not have, well, that was before Monsanto's time. That was pure corn syrup. There's no such thing as pure corn syrup any longer. It doesn't exist. All this corn syrup and all of that has all been infected with the GMO. If it's from 1979 to the present. And on the call, I know most of us are in our 20s, 30s, 40s, and if you're sick, get better, or if you haven't been diagnosed or you are diagnosed, but just keep in mind, we are our generation of our life is, you know, 20, 30 years in. Let's think about these children who are now being born that have to survive to reproduce, or we're not going to have another two or three or four or five generations. Let's just wrap our minds around this. If we are creating young men that are feminine, we are creating young women that cannot produce, because guess what? Remember I told you that the bugs couldn't produce, that was part of what they were doing to the insecticide. And you see right now there are a lot of women that cannot become pregnant. Or you do see women that do become pregnant, but then they have these children that are so active, and a lot of them, you can see a lot of them have ADHD. There's more than a little bit of kids on some type of disability, unfortunate. I mean, it's in our family, it's in our immediate family, our extended families, our friends' families. Everybody has some child or children that's getting some type of disability, or on the spectrum of autism or special needs or slow learners or dyslexia, and it's all a created Frankenstein monster. They are doing this on purpose, and they just are watching the dominoes fall. It's just incredible. It's just incredible to actually see it. But there is something we can do about it, but you have to do it. Right now we have a variety of foods that is endless. All kinds of meats, vegetables, fruits, just endless. My husband and I, our little list of what we are eating is getting smaller and smaller. And another person who was on this bandwagon was Dr. Sebe. Dr. Sebe, God rest his soul, because he's gone now. He also saw that there was all this paraphernalia and craziness going on. And if you pull up Dr. Sebe, he has a list of foods that he suggests. And before he died, every month he was pulling a new food source off that list. Because when he pulled off, he pulled off kale, he pulled off like Brussels sprouts, he was pulling off a lot of stuff. And because I'm on this little community on Facebook with Dr. Sebe and a lot of his followers, and we all talk about foods and stuff, and people were upset, but they were like, we've always ate this, and now Dr. Sebe said we can't eat it. Now, if you want to go ahead and eat it, you can, but if you respect him, what he's thinking and what he's doing, he's saying don't eat it. What does he know? Guess what he knows? He knew so much. He was one of those holistic doctors that over the last 5 or 6 years, they're dropping like flies. Because those holistic doctors, and I think we've talked about it on the show before, they have connected the dots. And what are they doing? The powers that be are knocking them off one at a time. When Dr. Sebe turned up dead, the holistic conscious community came to a halt. If they wasn't thinking or understanding the process, they were seeing it right in their face. And it was just, you know, there was a story, oh, that he was doing this. And no, I don't know Dr. Sebe personally. I've never met the guy. Well, we have met him. We have met Dr. Sebe. We went to a conference in Baltimore where we met him. He was at a conference. We didn't get the chance to talk one-on-one, but we did meet him. We wanted to go to Honduras to his retreat. That was on our list of things to do. And we can still go. The retreat is still there. But I just want to relay that, you know, Dr. Sebe is gone now. And he was the forerunner in the Black community, especially for holistics.
Okay, this is Brother Davis. I want you to pick up your phones, ladies and gentlemen. Call 866-510-9025 because we are giving you information that if you're not doing your own due diligence, you will not have information to go in a direction that will lead you to be a more knowledgeable person. The sad part about that is that, once again, it comes back to us making decisions that are best suited for ourselves. We can no longer sit back and think that this is good for us because we're told that. We must do our own due diligence. The only way that you know that you are getting exactly what you're eating is when you are growing it yourself. And if you're not going to take that time, then at least be informed so that you can buy the products that are more suitable to fit your needs and not have to worry about the dramatic and the dangerous effects of genetically modified organisms. I cannot get you to understand the plethora of diseases that have affected the body due to the introduction of this aspect of science into our natural food chain. And we must arm ourselves with the information so that we can avoid the dangers and the health destruction that takes place from consuming over a period of time. Yes, the first generation was Agent Orange. And we're at a stage right now. I'm a Vietnam veteran. Of Agent Orange, when I was over there, was plethora. It was everywhere. The sad part about that is that when there were times where I was in the middle of the spraying because the vegetation was so thick. And see, even then, they knew the information that we didn't know.
Brother Davis, I remember I told you my dad also was in Vietnam, and he gets sores and stuff in the top of his head from time to time. He'll go and come back and, you know, heal up and then come back, and it's from that Agent Orange.
And you know, the sad part about that, Scotty, is that that was so new that even when you went to the VA would give you a product for the remedy, but nothing for the cure, because they never suspected. But you know what the scientific community of GMO, of Monsanto knew? Because over a period of time, and we're talking back in the early 70s and the late 60s, this stuff is mutated. This knowledge may have gotten more subversive, but the dangers are just as plethoric. And the sad part about it is that there are the greatest portion of Americans who are consuming this don't even know. I was at a grocery store today, and this woman came in, and she must have this way of organizing her food stamps so that literally she'll have it to last the month, which is, everybody has different systems, and it's going into the holiday season. She had so much processed food in there that when she went to pay for it, I asked her, I said, you must have a very big menu plan. She said, yeah. She said, I plan on, she went on to tell me about it and that sort of thing. And I said, do you read labels on food? She said, oh, no. She said, I just know how they taste. Once again, we are being victimized because of our ignorance to be due diligent in our thought process. And that lack of being focused is going to roost in our children if we are not informing them as we go along. So once again, I want to implore you, give us a call here at Black Talk Radio. The number is 1-866-510-9025. And this is Brother Davis and Sister Davis. And believe me, we love whoever has the time to lend an ear. Because if you become informed, you will inform. Welcome back. This is Brother Davis and Sister Davis, Davis team on a Wise Wednesday, coming back to you. So please pick up your phones after the commercial break. This is Brother Davis.
You're listening to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network. If you have a question or comment for Team Davis, pick up the phone, 866-510-9025. That is 866-510-9025. Hit star to signal me, and I will let them know that you have a question or comment. We'll be right back after this short break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Hey, Tando family. I was just asking my husband a little bit about Agent Orange because he was in the service. And I said to him, I said, well, if they were using the Agent Orange to clear out the forest, which I do know, you know, it was very dense jungle forest, I said, now, what does the forest look like now? Because what does that look like? Did all of that die or mutate or what happened? So that's going to be my homework for tonight. I'm going to look and see if I can trace that, what the forests look like. Because obviously, if the soldiers were infected, the people, the natives who lived there were infected, and the vegetation is infected, and I wonder what it looked like. Maybe that's the next scary movie that's coming out.
We also have to understand that a lot of the infection has to do with the strength of the immune system. Some immune systems are strong enough to defeat certain infections, and that's why they couldn't track exactly where the source of the infection was when it came to Agent Orange and the military at that time. But now, it's an entirely different time. And our people that are going over and serving in our federal government services literally are being victimized before they even get there. A lot of times you have no idea what they're putting in you when they give you shots. And the sad part about it is that that was also one of the ways the government literally put different viruses into your system so that they could track you and see how they affected your overall performance. So when I say to you that we are living in the greatest time of deception, don't take that lightly. Now, I wanted to point out to you also some of the applications, the apps that you can download that literally will help you when you go to the grocery store, and you can look up the words that they're telling you, the bala, polo, fola, wala, whatever it is, riboflavin, the different names for corn syrup. These applications will help you become a more informed shopper. And the reason why we're taking this time is because if we don't show you love, how can we reach your children? You have to reach your children. And through us, if it's a way for you to be able to open that door, we ensure our vitality and we stop this genetic annihilation, because that's really what it's coming down to. One of the applications that you can download at your app store is called GMO Free. The GMO Free was designed by Debbie Kennard. As the struggle for GMO labeling is raging on, application developers are taking the matter into their own hands by creating apps that will allow consumers to determine exactly what is in the foods that they are eating. These developers are giving you a total freedom of choice. These apps have multiple features for identifying different types of ingredients. Understand that. Identifying different types of ingredients, which means installing a combination of apps will keep you better informed. These 10 apps will identify GMO products, among other ingredients, so that you can control exactly what you choose to have in your diet. So we want to keep in mind one of the apps is called GMO Free. Another app is called Non-GMO Product Shopping Guide. Now understand that, Non-GMO Project Shopping Guide. These are apps that you can literally go to your app store and download. Then you got Healthy Food, Allergens, GMOs, and Nutritional Scanner. So this is a scanner that when you scan products, it can not only tell you what the cost it is, but it could tell you the origin of the product, it could tell you what's in the product, and give you information on the nutritional value of that product. We are taking the war to the front lines. Another application is called Bicot. Now, Bicot is a product that gives you information. If you have a passion about supporting the companies that you believe have ethical practices, Bicot will help you to stick to your principles. The app is a trace food item back through the, it traces the food item back to the production chain, keeping you informed of every company involved bringing the item to the supermarket shelves. The free app also provides contact details of each company, so you can voice your concerns or the support that they're giving for that product. Another application is called True Food. True Food for conscientious consumers. True Food provides a real-time guide to shopping non-GMOs every day. The app will be updated and new alerts, new news, and tips how to avoid GMO products and where to find suitable alternatives. With over 70% of the food products in the U.S. containing GMOs, this free app is definitely worth installing on your iPhone. How about you, my darling?
Also, I know Scotty, we can he can email those or text those to you if you want to put them on the community.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just text them to me. I'll post them in the community. I just want to let y'all know you do have a couple of calls in queue, but go ahead and finish, and then when you want to bring them on, let me know.
Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and take the calls, because some of the questions could be just some of the information that we can follow up on.
Okay. First, let's go to Illinois, area code 312. Go ahead with your question or comment for Team Davis.
Hello, how y'all doing? Eric, Team Davis, Scotty, thanks again. I'm calling. Okay, yeah, I just want to give it just a nice shout out. I'm not too eloquent and I can't talk too good, right? But everything y'all saying is definitely on point. I study a lot of things y'all talking about. I have a food additive book and, you know, good program. Just call in, let y'all know I'm listening.
Hey, we appreciate that. And you were fine. I mean, that's you know, I encourage everybody to start where they are, do your own research, you know, take baby steps, because it's very engulfing, and it's, you know, it'll grow legs and walk for real, because it's so much. But like you said, you know, get some books, go on the internet, do your own research. The first thing I tell people to do, and you can do this the next, you go down to your, in your kitchen right now, and just read some labels. Just read some labels. And you will find out, oh my gosh, you just read, if you can't pronounce it, or if it's more than like three or four syllables, there's a problem. That's
Sister Davis, before we go to Tennessee, we got a call from Tennessee. I do remember reporting or hearing on Tando radio show about them passing legislation to prevent you from knowing from the labeling, and you had to actually get an app from the government on your smartphone in order to read the barcodes that would tell you what the ingredients were in GMOs. And well, but I remember that as y'all were talking about the legislation he passed or signed the I think you said executive orders, I'm not sure, but that they had passed to prevent you from suing them, giving them immunity, but they also passed that to prevent you from easily finding out what you're purchasing. So they're making people take the extra step of getting an app. So I'm glad that other people have created apps to let us know, because I don't trust anything from the government. You don't want to tell us in the first place. So how I know you this app is going to have correct information? No, thank you. I'll go to this third-party group and get their app. So thank you for that. Did you want to go ahead and take this
Absolutely,
call?
Absolutely, Scotty.
Take this call.
Yes, we'll take the next call. But I want to add on to that there. Hey, Scotty, they changed the names of the chemicals in order to keep you constantly focusing on what it is that they're trying to do. So very good point. We'll take the call. And thank you, brother, for your call.
Tennessee, area code 423. Please go ahead with your question or comment for Team Davis.
How are y'all doing tonight? This is Jerry calling from Chattanooga.
Hey. All right, brother.
I'm enjoying the show. I had an uncle a couple years ago that died from Agent Orange. What was incredible about it, though, is that he had been known since he came home. So he had been working in around radiation, whale testing, and things of that nature. And of course, one of the side effects is that he was hooked on dope real bad. Now, I'm not saying that's the side effect of the of him going to Vietnam, but that was a side effect of him returning. Everything that was going on in his head, he ended up smoking dope. We never actually found out about the Agent Orange until the day that he died. He waited for my grandmother to come. He waited for my grandmama to show up before he actually transitioned. And at that particular time, he would never talk about anything that happened in the war. But on that day, for those last hours, he told me, particularly, because I'm the one that used to ask him these questions, he told me about everything that he had been through. And he was talking specifically a lot about them dumping that, well, he just said it was dust, but I guess it was that Agent Orange powder, just dumping it over the fields when they was looking for the Viet Cong.
Absolutely, brother.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say that ain't what I was calling for, but that when you was talking about that, it just brought me a memory
back. Okay, well,
back.
Get to the point. Get to the question that you have.
The question that I have is, when you're going through all of these different labels and you're figuring out what GMOs are in what food, we tend to find out that it's in mostly everything that we eat. So how long would you say would be the transition while you getting rid of this stuff and trying to bring in more healthier foods?
Well, brother, thank you for the call. And yes, it was interesting what you said about the Agent Orange. And I think maybe in the future we need to do more of a show. We can do some more research on that and maybe get some veterans that might have really been affected and have them on the show, because that's that first generation of Monsantos. A lot of people aren't connecting that dot. And we need to connect that. We need to know more about Agent Orange. So that's a future show. But as far as you say about the transition, yes, there's definitely a transition when you do there's definitely a transition when you come out of the knowledge and you start looking at your labels and you start thinking twice about everything you're doing. And it takes a while, because it's everywhere. Because if you look at the list, and they have many lists on the internet of all the foods that have GMO, the list's got it's got Doritos and Cheetos and cakes and pies and cookies and cereals and waffles and pancakes. It just has everything. And you say to yourself, oh my God, so what can we eat? Where is the other list? And the other list basically has fruits and vegetables that are organic. That's it. And you look at this list, they got like 20 things on it. And you look at this other list that has like 200 names on it. And you say, well, where should I start? What should I do? And for me and my husband,
Like, for example, now everybody knows on this call that tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Guess what we're doing tomorrow? I think we're going to go to the movies in the early part of the day, and we're going to eat our little non-GMO food. We ain't going to nobody's house, not during that dinner hour, because we're not from another planet. Because if I smell turkey cooking with the stuffing and the macaroni, you know, I've been eating that almost all my life. So what do I do? I don't want to deal with it this time, this go round. And I'm going to try to just skip over Thanksgiving and keep to our diet, because if I don't, I'll fall victim. Now, if I fell victim and ate some, I'm not going to fall over or throw up or anything like that. But I'm just unraveling what I've been weaving forward.
And we got to also understand this. Never condemn yourself when you got knowledge. Knowledge is empowering. It's not a death sentence. When you have knowledge, that means you can apply the information you know at your will. That's why I spoke about at the beginning of the show. We must take back our will from those who have taken control by different avenues. Don't buy for taste. Buy for nutrition. And then as you learn to cook, add your natural spices. Expand your horizons. Go and add herbs. Go to the one of the things we do is we go to the international stores and we examine the different sauces and the different spices, and we tweak our food to our fancy. And you'll be surprised, there's a plethora of things that we can do. And I'm gonna tell you something, women that are creative in the kitchen, and I have one, can literally enhance anything in every circumstance when it comes to the food you got and what they're trying to do.
Jerry,
now,
did
too,
you have
because
a...
we are... Oh, go ahead, Scotty. I'm sorry.
Well, I want to know if Jerry had another question or comment.
No, sir. That answered all of them for the time being. I'm just going to put myself on mute and continue to join.
Yeah, and Jerry, I'm going to talk about some other stuff that's going to incorporate that, because I only gave you one shoe to drop. There's another shoe over here. So when I drop the other shoe, then you got to really rethink some other things, because there's another shoe yet. Is there another, before we go there though, Scotty, is there another question? Is there another call on the line?
No, ma'am. But again, let me just put it out there again. The number is 866-510-9025 to unmute yourself so I can know you have a question or comment. Hit **. Thank you.
Now, one of the things I do want to bring up is that, you know, a lot of our young mothers who have dealt with processed foods pretty much all their life, you know, I'm an older mother and a grandmother. I'm not that old, but you know, I know how to cook without a box. You know, I can cook without a cake box. I can cook without a hamburger helper box. I can cook without macaroni box. But some of our young adults don't know that lifestyle. They've been born in from 70-something, late 70s on up, and everything was in a box. My daughter, you know, she was one that always cooked for her, you know, for her kids, and they like hamburger helper. They just think that was like the next best thing from sliced bread, that you can just get the hamburger and you open up a box and you have this little meal. And I broke it down to her. I said, honey, you don't have to do that. I said, you can go ahead and fry your hamburger. You can get shredded cheese from your refrigerator in a block and shred it on a piece of shredding, you know, a little device that shreds cheese, or we bought this cheese already shredded, and you just add some spices to it, some beef bouillon, you know, those cubes that taste like beef. You know, you can add that with your seasonings and add some macaroni noodles, and you have hamburger helper without a box. My poor daughter's mouth fell open. She's like, really, Mom? I said, yes. That's unprocessed food right there.
Speaking of hamburger helper, I have recently fell in love with turkey, ground turkey. And because I'm going to be honest.
Giving them the ads, because that's what they need. Okay, listen, I want to add to. Okay, Scotty, what did you speak about? I'm sorry, we were going back and forth about information we had.
No, I was just saying when she was mentioning what she had told her daughter, and I'm going to be honest with you, I do not eat as healthy as I should, even though I do get a lot of fruits and vegetables from neighbors and cousins and don't really have to deal with the GMOs, but I'm a meat eater. And I know that's not good for me, this red meat and stuff. So that's something I'm working on. But my daughter made some spaghetti, and she used turkey, ground turkey, instead of ground hamburger. And I couldn't even tell the difference. I didn't even know until after I finished eating it and she told me. So I'm off of hamburgers. I'm only on going to start eating ground turkey now instead of hamburgers.
And brother, I applaud you for making that transition, that transaction. And, you know, my husband and I, we're vegetarians. And what I do, what I tell meat eaters is, and this is my daughter, because she's a big-time meat eater, and I try to give them an understanding that find the sources. Meat's not bad. We just choose not to eat it. But meat's not bad, because some people, depending on their metabolism, their immune system, they have to eat X amount of ounces of protein, meat protein per day. I just suggest that you find the sources of your meat. People who like beef and cattle, that red steaks and ribs. Now, right now, my husband and I, we are from central Pennsylvania, and right outside of our area is Lancaster County, where Amish people live. A lot, you know, the whole county is made of Amish folks. So they have their own beef and cow that they graze on their farms, and they sell them. You can go for about $800-$900. That's what it was costing about a year or so ago, and you can pick the steer out or the cattle that you want. And they will take it to process, chop it up, whichever, you know, some people do all of it hamburger. Some of it do the steaks, the ribs, the you know, break it down the way they want to. And you're getting all your beef from one animal instead of X, Y, and Z. Because one of the things I told my daughter, she loves to eat pork chops. And one day we were sitting there, she bought this pork chop. There was like 12 of them in a pack. And I looked at them. I said, honey, do you think that each one of these pork chops came from the same pig? She was like, Mom, don't go there. I was like, but honey, if you're eating pork chops and there's 12 of them and you're getting them from Walmart, hello, you think Walmart cares where these pigs are coming from or if it's at the same pig? And what's the rest of the pig? If they took the pork chops off, what does the ham butt look like? Is the ham butt diseased? What's the rest of the pig look like? You don't even know. And she was like, oh, Mom, don't go there. I said, honey, I got to go there because you're feeding my grandkids. I said, it's nothing wrong with it, but if you get better quality, sometimes you go back to those. We have a grocery chain here in our area called Carnes, and they have better food. I mean, they have better meats. They have cuts of meats. They got the little butcher in the back with the hat on, and he will butcher meat. He will cut it down, and I suggest for her to go to those sources, and they buy locally. Now, it's a little bit more expensive, and you got to drive to the other side of town, but I'm telling you, it will make a difference. And even for my dad, who's 86 years old, I go to our local farmer's market, and I buy him steaks that cost $12 a pound, okay? But he's one man. He's only eating a little tiny steak, and if I do buy it, he cuts it in half, eat one day, and the other piece the next day. And he has told me that it tastes so good. Most people don't know what real meat tastes like from a real Amish or homegrown cow or you know, people in Texas and out west and stuff. They can get those meats. They can do the same thing. Anybody on this call can Google local meat processing, and you can get one cow. You can get family members. Everybody can buy a quarter of it. And generally, if you take a whole cow or cattle, you will have enough meat, red meat, in your freezer for 2 years.
Now, I want you to get to understanding that we are not against meat. But we also know that an overabundance of anything causes you problems. Same way with meat. Okay. Now, as you get into identifying the technicalities, we'll find that there are different meats that are good for you and some that are not. Our purpose here is to inform you and give you the tools you need so that you can go and be a more effective shopper when it comes to your family. I want to give you another application. There's an application called True Food. From a conscience consumer, True Food provides a real-time guide for shopping for non-GMOs Every day, the app is updated with new alerts, and you'll find you hear that a lot. Every day, the app is updated with new alerts because they know that there's a constant process of trying to give you the illusion, which was talking about the deception in the very beginning in the show. This is done intentionally, okay? It finds suitable alternatives with over 70% of the foods produced in the United States containing GMOs. This app is definitely worth installing in your iPhone, my darling.
So once again, I do want to emphasize, if you are a meat eater, try to do local meats. Google in your area where they sell or process whole cattle. Or whole, you can get whole chickens, you can get whole turkeys. There's a plethora. You just haven't been exposed to it. And for somebody that likes ground turkey, you can pick the turkey and they can grind it for you. You know, and then you know with the if they've injected it with hormones or what type of feed they're doing. Now this stuff is going to be a little bit more expensive, but in the long run, you're going to thank yourself for it because you're not getting all the additives, all the different GMOs, all the different hormones. And I'm just going to talk briefly about hormones with dealing with meat. Well, anybody on the call can Google the life cycle of a chicken on YouTube and fall off your chair when you see that back in the day, and anybody who's ever been on a farm, from the chick to come out the egg to slaughter was, what, 9 months, babe? Six months? 9 months. It's 45 days now. And it's 45 days because from the time that chicken, they put so much hormones in that baby chick to have that baby chick grow fast and grow, especially the white breast meat, that it's phenomenal. There's so many YouTube videos. Don't do it till Friday because you won't eat the turkey tomorrow. So do it Friday. But Google the life cycle of a chicken on YouTube.
Broken leg.
And the broken leg, a couple years ago, that's how I kind of got into this food supply real heavy. A couple years ago, we were living down in South Carolina, and I would buy, you know, I had these big grown boys, so I would fry chicken, and I'm, you know, queen of fried chicken. And I would buy the big, if I fry chicken for my household, I'd have to start with at least 10 pounds or more because I want to have enough for that dinner and a little bit for lunch the next day. And I already know it's got to be at least 10 pounds in a sitting. So I was buying those 10-pound plastic bags of chicken legs, the thighs and the drumsticks connected, you know, and you get about 15 or 16 of them in the bag. So I'd bring them home and cut them in half, and I started noticing that between the knee bone and the ankle bone of the drumstick, it was a break. And it was a straight break. You could see the marrow and everything, and this is in the uncooked chicken meat. And I said, okay, well, what's going on? I ain't being a little rough with the chickens. So I would throw that piece away. I didn't think nothing of it. Just throw it away. I ain't eating it. I ain't cooking it. I ain't eating it. Throw it away. Well, I got another bag a couple weeks later, and it was a little bit more, like two or three pieces. So then I said, well, let me change brands. But I still wanted to get the 10-pound bag. I said, let me change brands and get another brand. And the other brand had it in there, too. So I mentioned it to my sister-in-law, and she said, you know, Erica, I've noticed that, too. You know, because she got a big family. And she said, I'm noticing the broken chicken legs. Brothers and sisters on this call, lo and behold, I found out why the chicken legs is broke. I'm thinking that somebody in the hen house is just roughing up the chickens. The reason that the chicken legs have been broken is because the hormones to create the white meat of the breast, they put so much hormones, they got these big-breasted chicken. And it ain't doing nothing for the chicken legs. The poor little chickens fall over in the cages because they're only in these little 2x4 cages. We're not talking the grass-fed, the ones that are out in the, you know, pen.
Free range.
Free range. We're talking, yeah, the free range is a little different. We're just talking the regular old chicken that you get at anywhere. Corporate chicken. They are so top-heavy that their feet get stuck in the little grates of the chicken wire and everything, and they just fall over. And guess what? They just leave them there, let them continue growing, and then they harvest them. And that's on YouTube. That's not Erica. But it makes sense. But that's on YouTube also, because you've seen women, you know, who are rather large-breasted, I mean live women, and they have back issues. A lot of them have hip issues and leg issues because they're carrying a lot up top. So same thing with these chickens. These chickens, you know, and they are incorporating all these hormones because everybody wants the white meat, but they're not thinking what they're doing to create the white meat. The normal chicken, the normal real chicken in our minds, if you think, looks about the size, a little bit bigger than a pigeon. And I know that to be true because I have a lot of African friends that are from Africa. And when they come to the United States, they run as fast as they can away from a big chicken. They won't eat them. If their chicken don't look small and puny and looking like a pigeon, like, they would never go to Sam's and eat those big, huge chickens. Or you know how you get these chickens, whole chickens that are just gigantic? You think they're turkeys. The average African will not eat. They are like taboo. They will not get near that because they know that something about that chicken is not right. They might not know all the connect the dots, but to look at that chicken, they won't eat it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand the importance of you calling in. The number is 866-510-9025 in order for us to be able to continue to give you the information that you can literally use. But the reason being is because there is so much out here that we want you to know, and it's so much information that we can give you, but we've done so much research that literally is piled up. So before we go to the commercial, I want you to understand that you are taking responsibility for your decisions. Another application I want you to pick up on is called Barcode, and Barcode is a label reader. It says, although the app is called Barcode, the PLU reader, and understand that's the reader that it's on the chicken, the PLU reader that you have will manually enter the codes, and it says that the app does not provide the lot, meaning that the specific group in which it was the chicken or whatever was butchered in, use information that will help you purchase a healthier product. It avoids GMOs. The barcode PLU label reader costs $1.99 and has 4+ user rating, which is evidently relatively good in the iTunes store. Another one is called Fruit Checker. It's a PLU label reader with fruit and vegetables. Fruit labels will confirm whether the product you are looking at is certified organic, conventionally grown, or genetically modified. In some cases, the application will tell you whether the product was grown to, meaning that in the United States or outside the country.
Brother
this
Davis.
App is useful, but it's limited in a price tag. It costs 99 cents. Did you have a question, Scotty?
Yes, before we go to the break, just sitting here, absorbing all the great information you all have been sharing, and I just possibly connected a dot, and you all probably have considered this, but you just didn't think to mention it. But as you were talking about the Roundup and the pesticides, now you know, with Monsanto putting the insecticide inside the seeds and what have you. So then I'm thinking, okay, I have seen commercials where they be talking about organically grown chickens and they don't use hormones or whatnot. But then I'm sitting here thinking, well, I wonder if the chicken feed was GMO produced. So I'm saying, wow, it's not only in the vegetables, but it's getting it, the herbicides are getting in the food too because of the feed that they're giving them. I mean, this is real. Thank you again for doing this program tonight. Very important.
Yes, Brother Scotty, it's enough to send you in a tizzy because you're right. Because even if you read the label at the end of the food chain that's in the can, and you read the label or you're looking at the chicken or whatever, you have to think about, well, what is that chicken eating? I don't know what he's eating. I'm not the farmer. You know, maybe the farmer's lying. You know, who knows? And it is. It's like terraforming. It's terraforming the planet. And I didn't understand what terraforming was, really. I heard it, but I didn't quite understand it. But our son gave me this little synopsis real quick about it. There's a movie called The Man of Steel, which is a Superman. It's actually Superman. It's called The Man of Steel. And the aliens that he's dealing with, they start terraforming the Earth. And in this one scene, they're pounding the Earth with some kind of energy force. And it's pounding on the Earth, and everything on the Earth is lifting up and falling down. And my son broke it down to me, and he was saying that pounding of the energy source that they were using was actually going into the center of the earth and changing the earth, and that's a form of terraforming. And I was like, what? Oh my goodness. You know, and I see now that pounding, and that movie was a physical pounding. They were physically using this energy. But this other Monsanto's, that's another form of pounding, because it's not pounding physically, but they are just changing everything, the DNA, all the sources. It's just incredible. Because I know when we were in California, I think I mentioned this a couple months ago on Dave's show. We were in California, we were driving, and I noticed Monsanto's country. And one thing about the Monsanto seeds that they create, because they're creating their own seeds, and their seeds don't reproduce. When they produce a flower and the flower turns into a tomato or whatever, it don't have no seeds. That's that seedless tomatoes and grapefruit. There's no seed that drops into the earth to create another one. It's seedless. So it doesn't. So to reproduce another plant, you got to go back to the source. You got to go back to the source and say, Monsanto, give me another seed, please. You know, because it will not create its own. Because generally, what farmers do now is the corn or the wheat, whatever they have, they take some of that product, dry it out, and keep the kernels as the seeds, and that's the next year's seeding for the next harvest. Well, Monsanto's was to put a stop to that, and they have. They've already done it. And the fruit doesn't reproduce, so you don't get a seed, so you got to go back to them. That's why we always talk about no seedless grapes, no seedless watermelons, and all of that. That's that process.
Okay, we're coming up on a break, everybody. Peace. Stand by your phones. Get your questions answered while we got Wise Ones with the Davis team.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Welcome back, Tando listeners. I'm gonna state this one fact, and I'm gonna tell you about this other shoe that's gonna drop. When we were in California, like I said, we were in Monsanto country. We were driving, and I love trees, and I love trees, and I love to look at the landscape. And when you're in that area of California, you see all the roads, you see all the grapevines, you see all of that. Well, we came up on these grove of trees, and these trees, it was an orchard. It was an orchard. These trees were all, it was just incredible. I can see it in my mind. I should have taken a picture, but I didn't. But these trees were all the same height, exactly. They were probably 25 feet high. They were pretty, well, maybe not that high. Yeah, about 25 feet high. And there were thousands of these trees in these rows. As far as you could see, are all these trees. And every tree looked alike. They were exactly the duplication of the one that was beside it. It was scary. I could not believe it. Because here in central Pennsylvania, we've got a lot of apple orchards. And, you know, we have apples and pears and peaches and stuff like that growing. And even if you went down to Florida and you looked at orange trees or orange groves, they don't all look alike. You have trees that are tall and some of them are shorter and some of them are skinny and some of them are not so skinny. They all look a little different, like a group of people. Everybody got different heights and colors and sizes of their body. Well, if you look at the average natural grove of trees, they look the same way. Well, these trees were exactly, positively the same. And it was really scary because the wind was blowing and the leaves were blowing and every leaf blew in the same direction, and the blowing of the wind, they all looked the same. That to me was a disaster, because that's not God. God did not create them trees. I don't know where the devil created them trees, but God was not in it, because there's no way you're going to have thousands of trees that all look alike. Just everybody on this call, think about it. That's uncanny. If you went out and you put in your garden six tomato plants, them six tomato plants ain't going to look alike. They're going to look a little different. Some's going to be a little taller, even though you're planting them all at the same time. They're all going to look different. But this is what they're giving us: manufactured madness. Because there's no way thousands of trees should all bend the same, have the same looking leaf, and blow in the same direction.
Exact clones of each other.
That should not happen.
It sounds like they were exact clones of each other. We do have a call from New Jersey. New Jersey, you have a question or comment for Team Davis and to the others. We have about 15 minutes, about 12 minutes left in the broadcast. We got New Abolitionist Radio coming on at 8. Then the Lotus Place tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So strong night of live programming. Hope that you all will tune in. But we got about 12 more minutes left in this broadcast. So caller from New Jersey, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Greetings to you, Brother Scotty. Greetings to you, Sister Davis. It's great to talk to you today, Empress. And greetings to you, Brother Davis, as well. That's a phenomenal show and extremely important. I agree with the previous caller who stated that. I wanted to touch on a few of the things you talked about, because it makes perfect sense. Just such incredible information you dropped this evening. I appreciate it. When you were talking about mice and them with the poison pellets you gave them and them drinking water till they exploded, it's funny because I experienced the same thing years ago. I had a white neighbor who actually had rats on her property, and she refused to do anything about it, and they ended up multiplying and spreading across multiple properties. And once they started coming to mine, I was like, oh, I don't have rats. So I ended up getting Decon, and that's exactly what Decon did. I remember, like, I put it outside, and within 3 to 4 days, it was just bodies turning up everywhere. And either they died from thirst because they didn't have access to water, like you were discussing, or they actually exploded. So it was just incredible. It was like a nuclear bomb exploded with the sheer number of rats that I saw. So what I did, because I no longer use that either, I don't have rats at all, and thank God they never got in the house. I was able to kill them outside of the house, but I have gotten from time to time the little mice that come in, like you said, when the weather changes. So in that regard, I do use the snap traps because they're non-poisonous, and I also use essential oils to keep them away, like peppermint oil and a couple of other ones, peppermint spearmint, wintergreen. I use a touch of cayenne pepper. Also eucalyptus citradora, the citrus version of eucalyptus, and those are very potent for keeping mice and other vermin, ants as well, and other vermin away from the house. Is something I wanted to put out there. And when you were discussing the breastfeeding children, and the fact that a lot of people no longer really breastfeed their children, they tend to feed them the soy milk, which absolutely you're correct, it does, because soy milk itself already has estrogen in it, so definitely it has that biological effect of emasculating and effeminizing our children. And it made me think, because in ancient Egypt, our ancestors used to breastfeed their children up until the ages of between 4 and 7 years old. So even when you see the phenomena of children sucking their thumbs and things like that, they're not getting access to breast milk via their mother for this amount of time. Some children you can wean off the breast as early as 4, but in the non-validity is to actually breastfeed until the age of 7. And it doesn't mean the children didn't eat regular food, but they would supplement their diet with breast milk. So it's something I just wanted to put out there for people to think about, because we've been so cut off from our culture and our roots that these are things that are having effects on us that we haven't thought about. And then also when you talked about canola oil, now, I read a great article. There's a website called The Ghetto Times by Mbwebe Ajayi Shangi, and he has a brilliant article on canola oil, because the canola oil actually comes from the rape seed plant, and rape as in raping someone, R-A-P-E, seed plant, and that's a very poisonous plant. And they actually genetically modified the plant in order to make canola oil. And because of the fact that the term rape is in the name of the plant, in order not to turn people away from using canola oil, they actually changed the name and they call it canola oil, which stands for canola oil. And it's something that is has high toxins. It's two specific ingredients that they genetically tried to breed out of the in order to create the oil. And it's something to think about. It's not something you really want to use. If you are going to use oil, I usually use like peanut butter oil. I mean, peanut oil is the one that I use the most because it has a high high temperature gradient where it does not burn and turn poisonous up at higher temperatures, whereas the other oils tend to become poisonous at a lower temperature. So I just wanted to throw that out there and just say thanks again for such a brilliant program, and I appreciate you all so much.
Yes, brother, we appreciate you calling, and yes, and when you call and kind of just do a synopsis of the whole, you know, the whole conversation, it brings everybody together, especially for callers that might have picked up late, you know, once the show started. So we do truly appreciate all that you bring to the table. And another part that we're not going to be able to get into it because I forgot on Wednesdays that we have we stop at quarter of. But what I'd like to do is give everybody some homework. The next shoe to drop, I'm not going to be able to get involved into it the way I want to, well, the way we want to, but we can do it the next week's show.
You still have 10 minutes.
Show again. Can, nah, nah, nah.
I'm sorry. But, can you do it in 10 minutes?
I'm going to introduce it. It's called, the video is called Black Genes, G-E-N-E-S 2, Black Genes 2. And it's from a doctor called Dr. Joel Wallach. And what he talks about is...
Is that the video you wanted me to post in BTR? Because I did. I
yes,
was
sir.
Looking at
yes.
that. I haven't had
yes.
a chance
post
to watch
that.
It. Okay, yes. Sir.
And the callers can look at that video, and next week we could go over that. Because that talks more about the medical... the way the pharmaceuticals and the doctors are all kind of sleeping together, and it's just a big farce that... You know, the medical community is just, you know, doctors look at you when you come into their office as what bill they can pay. They don't look at you as what they can cure. Because actually, there are no pharmaceuticals other than, and I never really realized that, but there's no pharmaceuticals other than antibiotics that cure anything. Antibiotics will cure a bacteria that is invading. And because we know that antibiotics don't kill viruses, that's why they don't give you a antibiotic if you have a virus. They tell you to go home. It's going to run its course, and usually it does. They can give you some things if you're throwing up or if you got a headache. You know, they can give you some stuff to help alleviate those symptoms because that's all they can do. But it runs its course when you have a virus. But an antibiotic, generally, now there's some antibiotics that are getting resistant to bacteria. But generally speaking, that is the only medical pharmaceutical known to man that will cure anything straight off the top. Everything else that is pharmaceutical, that is prescribed, will alleviate the symptoms that are involved in it.
Okay, brothers and sisters, what we want you to do is take the information, load yourself up, and apply it. And the best part about it is that we've covered a plethora of things. Now, my wife opened the doorway into what our next show is going to be about. And the reason why I'm taking this time is because I want you to relax and understand that you are in control. There are things you can do. And in order for them to happen, you have to initiate it. One of the best parts about intelligence is when you activate it. You become empowered. And you can make change. We're running up on the end of the show now. I like to, before we leave, I always used to give Dave this last 5 minutes because I know there's always things he likes to convey to you. But, and my wife is getting you in the frame of mind for next week's show. Understand that everything we've given you tonight, you can apply, you can use, and you can inform. And in doing so, you cannot show a greater love than activating through action how you feel. This is the Davis team. Ms. Davis, would you like to add anything before we go?
No, that was fine. Yeah, that like I said, we're just going to iterate next week on the video called Black Genes, and I picked that one because this particular doctor is talking to a group of black people. He's a white doctor, he's a Caucasian doctor, but he's talking about high blood pressure, the food supply, why we are not losing weight, why we are dying at the highest rate known on the planet, and what we can do about it, because there are things we can do about it. But he really talks about the medical, the whole pharmaceutical and the medical connection, that it doesn't do anything for us. We go to the doctors and we become sicker. We go to the hospitals, we end up dying a lot of times. The rates are going high. He talks also about the insurances and how that's all a fiasco. And when you look at that video, Dr. Wallace does have other videos. Once you hear that one, you're going to probably really be rather informed. And there's an array of other videos that he has. But he also talks about the nutritional supplements that will help hold a lot of these illnesses at bay. Because what you have to do to alleviate the illnesses is raise the immune system. That's about all you can do.
So are you telling us that all of these different corporations are in cahoots in order to keep us in a frame of mind to keep coming to them for the resources that literally keep us in a repetitious path?
Yes, the pharmaceuticals in bed with the government. The government is in bed with Monsanto. The whole thing is rigged. The whole system across the board is rigged. And between Responsible Technology, that was that 4-minute video that you heard, you can go to that website, responsibletechnology.org, and get more information. And then with the next week's show, with the Black Genes, GENES2, by Dr. Wallach, you will see how everything is a perpetual cog within a whole motion of destruction.
So once again, you're being deceived. Ladies and gentlemen, this is David's team on Wise Wednesday. Next week, we will be fired up with more information. So thank you for joining us tonight. Dave, wherever you are, safe travels. For those of you who are traveling over the weekend, please have safe travels, and look forward to meeting you again on the next time where Tando comes together to disseminate information. Back to you, Brother Scotty.
All right. Thank you again, Team Davis, for this great information that you shared. And like you said, Sister Davis, I mean, that rabbit hole goes deep and you start thinking about that. And the only solution is not only we talk about growing our own food, but if we are meat eaters, raising our own food. So thank you again for tuning in to Tando Radio Show. Brother Dave is will not be on air tomorrow, but we may just have open lines like we did before for this time slot. So thank you again for tuning in to Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.